It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Lance Jeremy Warner joined in studio by some golf studs. Jeremy, are you going to challenge him?
No.
Listen, Jeremy is on record as saying you'd be maybe one of the worst golfers ever.
Yes. If I had about six holes, I bet I could shoot what these guys shoot in a hole.
Oh, you're talking, no. So they have to play 18 or 9?
18.
18, okay. So we've got Luke Guthrie from the Illini golf team, and also Chris DeForest, who came in sporting the Yankees hat. So we're going to go with Luke first. How about that? That's not very nice.
You're a Cardinals fan.
Yeah, I know.
You should probably give it to the Yankees fan then, huh?
Oh, that's true, because Luke is a Cubs fan, even though he's from Quincy.
Yeah, unfortunately, my dad's a Cardinal fan, but I don't know what happened to me.
How does that happen? Because, well, although Quincy's kind of right down the middle, right? Cubs, Cards?
I'm mostly Cardinals, but my grandpa was a Cubs fan, so got to me.
He got to you. Yeah. That's kind of funny. I had a grandpa that was a Cubs fan, and I've always said I'm glad that he didn't get to me, because I think being a Cardinals fan has been pretty enjoyable so far. But you guys, congratulations, first of all, and we've got we've got a while to chat with you guys. Congratulations, Big Ten title.
Thank you very much. It was an awesome weekend. Very exciting for us. Three in a row. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, so three in a row, Chris, is this as big of a deal, the third time, as it was the first or second time?
To be honest, it was actually better. The first one was great. Last year was awesome, kind of verified the first one. But it felt great to compete and, win a third one with Scott and Luke.
So that last round, you go into that round up so many strokes. Do you go in there saying, all right, we got this, or do you worry at all going into that?
In my heart, we had it. It was over. But, coach really stressed the theme of taking it to him. And, not like seeing how many we could win by, but just piling on by playing, good, smart, solid, strong golf. And we really went out, and you could just see it in the eyes of some of the guys we were playing. They just, they actually played pretty well, but they just weren't, they couldn't, there's nothing they could really do that last round. It was going to mess up what we had going.
Sounds good. That is Chris DeForest and Luke Guthrie, members of the three-time Big Ten champion Illini men's golf team, of course, headed by Mike Small. And what a job Mike Small has done as coach of this Illini team. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have these guys on. We're going to fire them some questions. But what we're going to do first is get to the Warner Wrap, take a break, then we'll come back. If anybody wants to give us a call and ask a question for Chris or Luke, it is 359-CALL, 217-359-2255. The champs are in the house. You can give them a call. But first, we're going to do this. The Warner Wrap.
I'm Jeremy Warner. This is your Warner Wrap, your sports update on the hour, every hour of the Tay and Jay Show. The Illini baseball team lost to Southern Illinois 9-0 last night and takes on another in-state rival today when Illinois College comes to town. Lon, you're really taking in that Salukis victory.
Nothing against Dan. Dan's a great guy, but it's the Dogs.
First pitch with Illinois College is at 6 o'clock. The Illinois softball team is in Iowa. They started at 4 o'clock. 17th-ranked Illini men's tennis team will host the first and second rounds of the NCAA championship next weekend and will host Drake in the first drawn on Friday. Big Ten Conference Medal of Honor awarded to Hillary Hain, volleyball star, and NCAA golf champion Scott Langley at last night's Fighting Illini Scholar Athlete Awards reception. You might have to adjust those Big Ten basketball predictions for next year. Michigan guard Darius Morris will officially enter his name in the NBA draft, foregoing his final two seasons with the Wolverines.
What a shot to the Wolverines. That's huge.
The Miami Heat dominated the Boston Celtics 102-91 last night to take a 2-0 lead in the Eastern Conference semifinals. While on the West, the Oklahoma City Thunder evened up the Memphis Grizzlies with a 111-102 victory.
Did the Knicks win?
Knicks are out of it.
Oh, sorry, Chris.
That was a shot. That was a shot right there. Newly crowned MVP Derrick Rose and Chicago Bulls look to even up the Atlanta Hawks tonight after losing home court advantage with a Game 1 loss. Tip-off is at 7 on TNT. Dallas Mavericks hope to go 2 up on the two-time defending champion LA Lakers tonight at 9:30. And one day after being no-hit by Francisco Liriano and
Minnesota Twins. Well, you won today, right?
Nope.
Oh.
White Sox lost their 17th of their last 21 games, fall to 11-21 overall. Minnesota won that one 3-2. Alex Rios did homer in that one. Mm. And the Cubbies beat the LA Dodgers 5-1. Andre Ether out for that game, so his hitting streak is still at 29. And the Cardinals topped the Marlins 7-5 last night. Daniel Descalso hit his first home run of the season, a go-ahead three-run shot in the seventh inning. Matt Holliday also homered, making up for an 0-for-5 performance from Albert Pujols. Holliday Average dipped, even though he had two hits. He's hitting .409 on the season. Chris Carpenter heads in the mound tonight at 7:15, looking for his first win of the season, going against Josh Johnson, the Florida Marlins ace. You hear that loud and clear right here on 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. Pre-game starts at 6:20.
Chris DeForest, Luke Guthrie, they are in studio. You can give them a call, 359-CALL, 217-359-2255. Back to chat some Illini golf. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I am Lon Tay. He is Jeremy Warner. We are the Tay and Jay Show. We do it every day, Monday through Friday, 3 to 6. And today we've got two guests in the studio with us, Chris DeForest, senior Illini golfer from, of course, New York, the big town, right? It's not a town, right? It's actual state.
Yes, sir.
Are you upstate or downstate?
I live in Kingston, New York. It's about 2 hours north of New York City at the south end of the Catskill Mountains.
Okay, I'm going to have you step a little closer to the mic. There we go. And then Luke Guthrie, a Quincy guy. You're an in-state guy.
Of course, here in Illini.
Awesome. So two Illini guys, and you can give them a call. We're going to do that now. We're going to go to Jeff in Champaign. Jeff, how are you?
I'm fine, Lon. How are you?
Very well.
Two questions for him. What's it like to have a coach that they know that anytime they want to go out and play him, he can probably whip them up and down the court? have they ever taken him out and really played him in a match? And then what's their favorite course they've ever played?
Well, to get that first question, that was one of the main reasons I came to school here, was that so I could play and compete against Coach and have someone I respected and could really learn from. But Coach actually took it to me last week. I called him out and told him that I wanted to play him, and we met at 7 o'clock in the morning, and Coach really put a beat down on me, unfortunately. But we've definitely got him a few times out there on the course.
Nice. Luke, have you had any showdowns with Coach Small?
Now, Luke, you took him in the Illinois Open, isn't that right?
That is right.
That's right.
I got second, his third, so took him down in tournament. So.
Ooh. So has he ever played you again?
Oh, of course. He's taken me down in the past. But.
Now, Jeff, you're still on the line, I think. What was your second question? I apologize.
Their favorite courses.
Favorite courses. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate the call.
All right. See you in a bit.
All right.
Probably my favorite course I've ever played. It's kind of a random one. Harbortown Golf Links in Hilton Head. Just a really fun golf course. Got to position your golf ball and just had a fun time while I was there.
Mine, hands down, is the Bethpage Black State Park. I got the opportunity to play there a bunch of times in New York State Open, and it's real easy to get on for a New Yorker. You just got to have a state ID, and they don't charge you too much.
So. Now, is that where they played the U.S. Open?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't remember if it was last year.
What'd you shoot, Chris? Curious.
I don't really remember, to be honest. But, no, that's one of my favorite courses. It's real challenging, and it's unique to have the opportunity to play a course like that on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
So.
Now, Luke, when you beat Coach Small, I mean, how much did you brag about that for him, and how long did that last?
There wasn't too much bragging because I had a lead going into the back nine and kind of blew it. So, but it's kind of nice to have over Coach a little bit, but I haven't exploited it that much.
How competitive is he on the golf course when he goes against you guys?
Very competitive. That's what makes him a really good player. He just goes out and really, really competitive guy just in his nature and kind of feeds to our team.
That is Luke Guthrie, Jr. for the Illini golf team, and Chris DeForest as well, a senior. You guys wrapped up a third straight Big Ten title, and now you set your sights on that NCAA title that has eluded you guys, of course, at Illinois, but you've given it a good shot. That's coming up soon. So what is the training like? What is the thought process like for you guys? I assume the Big Ten championship, boom, done. Now you move on, right?
Oh, exactly. Unfortunately, there's finals week this week, but we're getting that out of the way, and then going to hit it hard for a couple weeks. We got regionals and then nationals, but we just got to keep on getting better every day and have some good practices and go get it done.
Yeah, same as Luke said. We just got to keep getting better every day. Coach is a firm believer in just really just putting in some good work and trying to make some progress and really just try to peak at the right time. So that's kind of our goal. And just on a second note, if I beat Coach in the state open, he would hear about it on a daily basis.
Hey, Chris, you can tell you're competitive, even with Luke. You know, Scott Langley came last year, had the NCAA championship, but you guys are both averages better. I mean, how much does that competition help in practice and just competition with each other when you're out there in a tournament?
That's huge. I mean, when me and Scott first got here, we were immediately going head-to-head with each other. And, you know, as roommates, as Luke knows with Mason, it's kind of an interesting dynamic.
Sure.
And it really has helped me and Scott build. And, you know, he's one of my best friends, lifelong friend. And it really helps me get better every day to have someone like that pushing you.
Same thing. It makes a good team when everyone's competing just to beat each other. And then you go out... put on the orange and blue, and just makes us all better and a better team together.
Now, we've talked a little bit about Mike Small, of course, the head coach of the Illini golf team. What is it like to play for him when it comes to, like, let's say, first round of the Big Ten? You guys, I don't think you were leading that after the first round, if I recall right. But, I mean, what is a college golf coach like? Does he get in your grill that night, or does he just say, hey, guys, you just need to go out and do your game, right?
It kind of depends on how the day goes. We keep on fighting. You're going to have your bad days, but as long as we keep on fighting, he's not going to get on us too much, and we do that for the most part. So,
Chris, you talk about golf. It's a very mental game. I can't handle golf. I mean, that's why I shoot so poorly. How do you handle that every day?
I think it's just it's really important to balance everything in your life. You know, you got to balance your schoolwork and your golf and your relationships, whatever. But it's a bit of a grind at times, you know. Normally when I end the season, that takes me about a week or two of just kind of relaxing. And I try to even take time off here, and Coach is good about giving us the opportunities to refresh.
So most people go out to golf to relax, but you guys get the heck away from it, right? What else do you guys like to do? Luke, I assume you at Quincy, you got to play basketball, right?
Yeah, definitely. I was a big basketball fan. I'm not a great basketball player myself. Not too talented in that aspect. But, no, I was a big fan. Always attended all the basketball games and was a super fan, I guess you can kind of say. But just kind of like ping pong, kind of secret talent right there. Big fan of that.
So. How did that talent grow? Is that something you've just always done?
Basement of my house. Me and my brother had some pretty epic matches down there. Come away with some rug burns and everything, but no, that's.
Is this an older brother, younger brother?
Older brother is actually my assistant coach here, Zach Guthrie. So.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's right. And Chris, what do you like to do? New Yorker? I mean, what are you, big basketball guy or what?
I actually did play a lot of basketball. I was like an all-conference player in high school, and I still really like to go. I still really like to go and play. And that's why I was laughing when Luke said he, you know, playing basketball, because we play a few pickup games once in a while. And I like to call Luke the garbage man because
right.
He's all over the court bumping bodies, and he says he averages about 4 points, and they're all
nice.
I think it's more about two. But
you don't want to run into the Illinois golf team when you're playing at the Arc.
No. That's a dangerous game.
Luke is the Kelly Trepuka. You guys don't even know who that is. Mike Kuhn knows who that is. You don't know who that is.
I've heard of Kelly Trepuka.
He was known as the garbage man years ago in the NBA.
Did he play for the Charlotte Hornets when they were actually in Charlotte?
I know he played with the Pistons. I'm not sure about Charlotte. That's interesting. That's funny stuff. Here's what we got. We got Chris DeForest, Luke Guthrie in. They're going to be here just a little bit longer. Luke's got a test, I think, tonight. So we got a lot. Oh,
Chris
no, no, no. Chris does. I apologize. Luke is glad that he doesn't have a test tonight.
I just got done with one. So.
There you go. All right. Give us a call. We'll hold about one more segment here. 359-2255. If you've got a question for those guys, we are back with Chris DeForest and Luke Guthrie on the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It is the Tay and Jay Show, Lante, Jeremy Warner. It is 5:22, May 4th. That means it's a Wednesday. We've got Luke Guthrie, Jr. at the University of Illinois on the golf team, and Chris DeForest. He is a senior on the Illini golf team. You can give them a call. 359-CALL, 217-359-2255.
Luke, Big Ten champion. It was a very competitive round. Take us through what those last couple holes were like for you.
It was pretty intense. I was lucky enough to have the two guys that were kind of right behind me playing with me, so I can kind of gauge where I was at. And One of them was playing really well. It was actually 5-under through 10 holes and coming after me, but I just tried to stay calm and went to the back nine knowing if I posted a red number, I'd probably win. I thought in my head, and that's what I did. And down the stretch, made a couple crucial putts. 15, made a good 5-footer for par. 16 was a big hole for me. The two guys that were coming after me both hit their second shots on a par 5 on the green. And I had wedged it close from about 70 yards and actually wedged it closer in their leg putts. So that was a big shot for me and made like a 7-footer on 17 that kind of ended up being the putt that won it.
It's been a long time since Illinois had a Big Ten champion. What is that accolade? Where does that rank up for you?
Oh, it's one of the coolest wins I've had so far. It's a big win for me, and I was even better to have the team win along with it. So I'm just looking forward to the next month of golf here and hopefully get a national championship for the team here.
Yeah, and you go towards the NCAA regionals. We'll figure out the pairings or where you guys are going in about a week here. But you're setting the goals high, I mean, for yourself and for the team?
Definitely. I know each and every one of us on the team wants to win a national title as a team and individually. That's what's going to make us better as a team if we all go trying to win it. And hopefully all five of us are competing for the national title when it comes to it. But just looking forward to the opportunity.
For both of you guys, I'll start with Chris. What is the difference from playing in a Big Ten championship and then going next to the regionals in the NCAA? Is there a lot? I mean, what's the nerves from both? Or are they both pretty nerve-wracking?
They're both pretty nerve-wracking. You know, the Big Ten, we've had a great track record.
Right.
So, you know, we go in there with a lot of confidence. And, you know, the Big Ten teams have played great this year. You know, Iowa's right up there in the top of the rankings. And then you got a couple other good teams. But, you know, we got a lot of confidence. And then moving into regionals, we're still equally as confident. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's a little bit of a different pressure at regionals because you lose and your season is over, you know, if you don't come in that top five. So, you know, we just got to keep getting better every day, like we said earlier. And, just we haven't had quite as good a performance as NCAA as we've hoped for. You know, we've come right around 18th to 20th, and you know, we're better than that, and we all know it. So hopefully this is the year that we can finally prove it.
I assume that adds a lot of pressure now, especially Chris, your senior year, and Luke being a junior and upperclassman. I mean, like Chris said, you guys probably have not done as well as you would like in this NCAA. Is that add some pressure, or I mean, what does that do for this year? I mean, this is a big year for your team, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. I don't think it adds any pressure. Okay. We've been there the last couple of years, or me personally, 2 years. I think Chris, 2 or 3 years. We have experience. We know the feelings that we feel out there and the emotions that you're going to have. It definitely is pretty nerve-wracking on, like, the first nine. I know it got to me last year. Just have to do a better job of managing it, and I'll be able to do that now.
Chris, being a senior these last couple months, what is this like for you as a student athlete heading down the home stretch here?
You know, really honestly, I was a little distracted for a little while in the middle of the season, just, you know, kind of preparing for my future. And, you know, Coach kind of brought me in a little bit by just reminding me I need to just embrace and enjoy the time I have left here and really put an emphasis on preparing and playing well down the stretch because, you know, this is the last chance I'm going to have. So, basically, I'm just really enjoying my teammates' company, the university, and just doing everything in my power to get better and be able to compete for a national title.
Are you talking about looking forward to a pro career? Because I know Scott hasn't had the year he's had, and Mike's talked about that a little bit, how he just needs to focus on the present and concentrate on his game.
Yeah, I'd say it's something like that. I just, you know, this is what we want to do in our careers. You know, Luke also, Scott, me, probably the other guys on the team. So, you know, as you're this close, and you know, I'll be playing professionally in a month and a half. You know, it is easy to get sidetracked, but really, you know, the best way I can prepare for that professional career is to prepare for these final two tournaments and play well. So, you know, I'm completely committed and focused to finishing this year strong.
And Chris, being a senior, and we certainly are not ushering you out. We enjoy you being at the University of Illinois, and wish you all the best here coming up here in the NCAA. But what is next for a guy that says he wants to play professional golf? I know there's the Q school, et cetera, et cetera. What's the next couple of steps for you to get onto that major, to the PGA Tour?
Well, it kind of depends. You got different paths to go to get there. You know, say, you know, someone like Scott might have some different opportunities because he won a national championship.
Sure.
For me, I'm going to need to find a couple sponsors and stuff, and then I'm going to go back home. I got to do an internship to actually get the paperwork for my degree.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that while playing some professional tournaments kind of regionally, you know, similar to like the State Open Luke played in, but out east. And I'm going to play some mini tour stuff and some Monday qualifiers to get into the tour events. And then I do plan on going to qualifying school and moving down to the southeast in probably the early fall when it starts getting a little chilly.
Looking for the NCAA championships, obviously it's got to be more than the top three, you know, the guys who have been up there the whole year. Tell me a little bit about Mason Jacobs and Thomas Peters, how they've come along.
Exactly. They've come a long way this year. They're putting in a lot of hard work, and the guys behind them are also pushing them. And it's cool to see their improvement since last fall when we came in. And Thomas has come a long way from being kind of a little shell-shocked being in America from Belgium, and he's just come in part of the team, and it's awesome to see the progress.
I've got one last question. We're going to let these guys go. What was it like this year? You got to host a tournament, and I know I was giving you heck that night because those tough Akron Zips came in and rallied. But what was it like to finally play, you know, here? I mean, in front of your fans. That had to be pretty neat. Luke, Chris, I'll start with you.
Well, it was about exactly the same as when we had one 4 years ago. It was, you know.
He's dogging me now.
It was a lot of fun to have all those people there, have that hometown support, and, you know, be able to drive 15 minutes over to the course. But unfortunately, no, we did not play as well as we wanted to. We got zipped. But And that was one of the times Coach actually wasn't too happy after we got done. But
what did he say to you guys after that?
He was a little fired up because, you know, that was kind of supposed to be a stepping stone leading into the Big Tens, and we slipped up. And you know, Coach pointed it out, and, you know, pointed out where our flaws may have been in preparation, and we got a little better, and obviously took care of things at Ohio State and then moved on to win Big Ten. So, you know, he must have did something right.
There you go. Maybe you look back sometimes, that maybe helped. You never know. All right. Chris DeForest, good luck. Luke Guthrie, good luck. I appreciate you guys coming in and joining us. This has been fun, and we will keep track soon. I know Mike Kuhn will keep us up to speed on where you're going for regionals and how you guys do. So good luck to both you guys.
All right. Thanks a lot for having us.
All right. That is Chris DeForest and Luke Guthrie off the Illini men's golf team. Big Ten champions 3 years running. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.